Here's the problem that the board has to face now. We have 4 hours that we haven't gotten to. Four and a half hours, which is very serious business. It's the retreat with the ED and the HR person. Dominga is here. She's been sitting here for 2 days just waiting. Oh, she can't go anywhere. I thought you were going to go to the airport, Dominga. And we have the personnel committee report, and both of those are primarily in closed session. The other things that remain on today's agenda are the goals and timetables, which Nicole said hasn't been met and has yet to be met. We have the PMB election postmortem, the ED's remarks on governance, and we have the bylaws amendment on our meeting schedule, which addresses from the last meeting and addresses some of the concerns of the board in recognizing the financial difficulties that the foundation are in. So I need some guidance here because we've got 20 minutes left before dinner. And I would like to stay in public session and save the retreat and the personnel committee. I'd like to amend and entertain a proposal to amend the agenda so that whatever can be discussed in public session now that we do that and that the evening session be in closed session. George.
Well, I'd suggest we take the election postmortem.
But I need about 5 minutes to get ready.
Okay. Bob and then Carolyn.
Well, actually, I'll pass for a minute.
Okay, Carolyn.
Yeah, I'm just wondering, what is that different from the committee report? If so, could we skip it? Because
the committee report.
Oh, the committee report's tomorrow?
Is
the election postmortem different than the report from committee report tomorrow?
No, it's one item.
Okay, it's one item. So then we could do that tomorrow?
We could.
Why don't we do that tomorrow? Okay, what else can we do?
Could I ask?
What, Bonnie?
Could I ask how many committee reports there are actually tomorrow? If anybody intends to be doing a committee report tomorrow?
Could you please use
I'm trying to. It's just not quite all good. Is anybody definitely, Yoshi, have a committee report tomorrow?
No, but it was relating to that last item on tonight's agenda, which is the proposed bylaw amendment.
Yes.
We can even bifurcate, but there is a very important piece of business, which is the special rule of order, which I'd like to discuss sometime tonight.
Okay. All right.
So no committee reports other than maybe elections if we move it for Sunday?
Okay. Jack.
Personnel committee has a motion.
Mike, please.
Personnel committee has a motion to introduce in public session, but it could lead into an extended discussion. That's why I don't think we can do it in 15 minutes.
Okay. No, I want to move the item, the retreat and the personnel committee, to the end of today's session so that we can get whatever we can get done in public session and then after dinner go into closed session. Yosh, isn't the thing that you were talking about part of the personnel committee?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
Oh, I thought you had the thing Jack's talking about.
No, what you're just talking about.
Can I ask Sherry?
Yes.
Bob, can I just ask Jack, can you repeat how long would you expect that discussion to last from the personnel committee's motion?
I don't know.
Well, that's pretty clear.
Well, I think we should figure it out, you know, give it a guess because
I would give it I would be comfortable giving it 45 minutes. I mean, it could be less. It could be more.
Okay. Well, one idea might be, it seems like if this is not too oppressive to the board, could we possibly start our executive session over dinner so that we would gain some time?
No.
All right. Forget that idea.
Well, that went over well.
All right. Then I guess since we have about 15 minutes left, why don't we take up this question that Yosh just handed out to us about the whether to cancel the June meeting? I don't know that that's – we're not – well, let me just clarify what this would be, or Yosh could clarify.
Yeah,
we're not voting – nobody is going to be voting on a bylaws amendment tonight. It's just on a – well, why don't you say, Yosh, what it is? Because I think it could be done in 15 minutes.
I believe Bob is correct that, discussing a bylaws amendment actually, it's all here on the handout that just came around, and – as far as the bylaw amendment is concerned, I'm going to bring it up at KPFK, first at the bylaws working group, and then move up from bylaws working group up to the LSB level, and then from the LSB level to propose that to the PNB. And I would respectfully suggest that the other directors do the same thing at their LSB or bylaws committee groups. But in the meantime, tonight, I think it's very important that we do take up one or the other of the special rules of order, which are the top two paragraphs labeled A and B. And I think that could be disposed of probably within 5 minutes, maybe 10 at the most. And I would ask that we do that as soon as possible.
Okay. Would you motivate them just briefly?
Well, certainly. As we know, we're in a financial crunch, and one of the proposals, as Lonnie pointed out, we could save approximately $75,000 if we were to eliminate one of the four in-persons this year. And to do that, we would need to pass a bylaw amendment, but of course a bylaw amendment would take several or many months if it happened at all this year. And so in the meantime, in order to enable sufficient time for the LSBs to work on a bylaw amendment, we would need a special rule of order, which would allow us to time shift our third meeting, which typically occurs in June, time shift that over to June, July, August, or September. And Proposal A suggests that the September meeting could be time shifted into September, October, or November. Now, there is a minority report or a minority opinion which says, well, let's just time shift the summer meeting into June, July, August, or September, period.
Mary.
I wonder, as one of the people on the task force that came up with this, would I be able to speak to it at all, since I had the minority, and I understand
not
that
right
I can
now.
Participate but not vote.
Not right now. Let me hear what the other members say, and then if we need more information, I'll request that from you. Okay?
For motivating the minority one, which was mine.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Bob.
Okay, as one of the other members of the task force, let me just clarify a little bit where we're at with this. Board members may remember, but the public may not know, that on our last teleconference, we voted to ask the executive director to look into the possibility of holding a meeting in August instead of September to see if that might be feasible, may or may not be, in order to save money. And also I don't even remember if it was perhaps the executive director, the CFO, the finance committee, to look at the long-term ways to cut costs for these board meetings. Some earlier discussion today reminded us that, there are youth hostels, there are universities, there are other ways to meet than in fancy hotels, community food vendors, et cetera. And that needs to be really carefully studied, because there is no excuse for the level of expense we're incurring on this foundation by our meetings. But while that larger discussion goes on, we can do something immediately if we want to, which is to legally, without violating the bylaws, which do say that the meetings must occur in January, March, June, and September, thanks to Dave Adelson's research last year, you can always adopt a special rule of order to move a date. Okay, so what we can do in the interim, while we're, what I hope will be building support for a bylaws amendment to reduce the number of required in-person meetings per year from 4 to 3, that process, it won't take many months, actually, Yosh. It will take about 3 months from start to finish. 60 days notice, and then a month for the LSB or delegate assemblies or however you want to phrase it to vote on up or down on that. So I would say if we could really urge the LSBs to start that discussion this month or maybe early next month and come back on a common draft of an amendment and then send it back out formally and notice it on the air with a cart for 2 months, we could vote on it in time that this special rule of order would allow us to legally not meet in June by moving the June meeting to July, August, or perhaps even September, and then the September meeting would be either, if the amendment passes, it would be canceled. If the amendment fails, what was formerly known as the September meeting would now be in October or November. I hope that's not too convoluted. Did everyone follow that?
It's really clear. Bonnie? George?
Much of that makes sense to me. However, if the intent, or at least the hope, is that we are able to, through the LSB process, cut the last meeting of the year, the next meeting, if it were moved to be held in June, July, August, or September, would actually have to be September, wouldn't it, because of budget approval? We
can
have
I,
to have a
I
meeting
an
to approve the budget, and I don't believe we have the...
And then
Lonnie, when is it that we would actually have all of the materials necessary for us to go through our budget approval process?
That would be September. That is the date at which we must approve a budget in that month, whatever date that might be.
So logically, we need to keep that in mind if we're going in the direction to try to do this, that really what we're saying is that that meeting would have to be September and none of those other months.
Well, can I address that?
Bob.
Yeah, I hear your logic, Bonnie, and that makes a certain amount of sense, but I think in light of the budget crisis, I think we need to question the absolute necessity that our budget must be approved at an in-person meeting. In other words, let's say that the national office did the research to find out that we actually save a bundle by meeting in person in August instead of September. I don't know if that's true, but if it is, okay. Well, no, this may not work, but you know, if so, then for money reasons, I'd say let's meet in August and then approve the budget on the phone in September. It sounds like from Nicole's comment just now that it just may not be feasible to meet in August anyway, and we'll end up being forced to have the June meeting in September, and
right. That'll
be fine.
Right.
I think George had his hand up, and then Ophia.
Yeah, I want to speak against canceling the June meeting altogether. Bob pointed out other ways we could have saved money. We could have saved a lot of money if we weren't meeting in these hotels. I certainly think I don't want to meet in these hotels anymore. It's way too expensive. There's lots of other things you can do. We could have done it this time. If we were to do that with all four meetings, we could probably save at least a meeting on that. So I'm not terribly opposed to having only three or four, although I'm not so sure LSB is going to go for it. I understand that. But if we were going to take one out, I don't think it should be one coming up in June, because we have three or four new directors who are going to be on the board who ought to have a chance to meet the rest of the people. So if we're going to take one out at all, it should probably be the September meeting, which this doesn't envisage doing. So I would speak against passing this for that reason.
Thank you. Ophia, and then Grace.
My question is what impact will it have on national elections, and that we keep that in mind in the process?
Thank you. Grace?
Going back to what George had to say, the first thing we need to do, however we meet, whenever we meet in different in-person meetings, we have to do things way in advance. We could have cut the expenses of this meeting probably by 20 or 30% if we'd simply booked flights way in advance and booked rooms way in advance and possibly done more shopping for a better hotel and other accommodations. But just simply booking flights earlier saves on airfare. I agree with George that we need to have an in-person meeting with the new delegates directors from WBAI. And I think there might be other cost-cutting measures. The other thing I'd like to ask is, on what criteria is Dave Adelson saying that we can make a special rule of this? Is there something in the Bible?
He's not here, and you know what?
Yeah, but if we're using that as a springboard, we need to know what authority he's citing. Okay. Is it in Robert's Rules of Order, or is it in the bylaws? I'd like to know what it is.
Thank you, Mike.
I think that we ought to consider, again, the goal here, which is to reduce costs. And I applaud Yosha's motion. I think it's a good one. And those who comment on the need for austerity in our governance, I agree with that too. And my simple statement is that we should do both, because both will save money. And we're not just looking at it one increment of saving money. We're looking at saving money in all aspects of governance. So while we do this shifting, and if somebody's concerned about the budget, we can, you know, perhaps do what Bob suggested and maybe have a budgetary review meeting at the in person. To deal with some of the hands-on issues and then perhaps adopt it the following month if that's the way the schedule. But there ought to be some flexibility we can build into that through the national finance efforts. And at the same time, we ought to initiate the austerity issues that everybody's already talking about. And I think national finance has been charged with doing that. We just haven't done it yet. So I support the motion.
I see Carolyn's hand, and then what? Oh, I'm sorry. And Jack, Carolyn, Jack, and no, George, you're not going to speak again.
This is a point of information.
Point of information. I'm sorry.
Oh,
go ahead.
Let's Carolyn go ahead first.
Carolyn.
Well, all right. Thank you. I two things come to mind. One is that I think, in terms of foundation, with spread out as physically far as we are, to cancel face-to-face meetings would be penny wise and pound foolish. I think it's extraordinarily important that we get to know each other and meet each other and talk and argue face-to-face. I can't imagine the level of interaction and compromise taking place even on a video conference, much less on a telephone. I'm reminded of that joke that the 10-year-olds love. If you'd like to lose 10 pounds of ugly fat, cut off your head. Well, we're talking about saving some money here, and cutting off a very important means of communication. I can't believe that we can't save money elsewhere. Cheaper meetings, less expensive digs, and planning. I all the other professional organizations I belong to have their meeting locations reserved 3 years in advance. I know where I'm going to be in 2009 and 10 and 11 in most organizations. And they get good rates, and that does help with the transportation. So I really think that with a little planning, we could really save what is a very valuable resource, and that is the face-to-face meeting.
We're heading up to 6 o'clock when I think the dinner, I don't know if anybody checked to
it's
see
ready.
If...
Yeah,
okay,
it's ready.
So we're going to...
Let's remember, it's by the head. Okay, we pay by the head.
Right.
X amount.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So I've had a point of order, Jack and Dia, and then we're going to...
What I want to ask was that,
this
is
a point
election
of order?
Year. Yeah, this okay. is a point of... No, it's not a point of order. It's a point of information. And what I want to ask was that, being election year, it's going to be a big-time activity, and our station staffs and our national staff and our director and all these people are going to be very, very busy. And I just want to get their view that, and they support us a lot when we go to the meetings, and they produce all kind of documents and analysis and to back us up. And that'd be taxing their resources quite a lot. And I think we have to kind of prioritize where do we want to put our resources, what do we know from our network. People out there in the world, they're looking for our radio. They're looking for voices on there. They're looking for the issues. What do Pacifica stands for? What are they doing? And if we're going to spend our resources at this time, maybe what we could do is, at this critical time, cut maybe one meeting or something if we need to cut, and then next year go back to regular things. But I think we should be flexible enough to take into account the resource availability of our staff, our national board, national office, radio stations, and so on. So
thank you, sir. Jack.
Okay, I'd just like to point out, with all of the focus on the change of directors coming at BAI, that it's my understanding that there's also likely to be an election for directors at WPFW sometime next month. I don't know what the schedule is. Maybe our directors from PFW could talk about that. But that is when we take into consideration the change of directors, we have to realize that there is another likely change of directors coming.
Thank you. Nia, and then Nicole, you may want to comment on what source the question.
First I'd like to say that I am in full support of this. And it's just like, you know, when you manage your own expenses at home, when you normally buy 10 loaves of bread, and there comes a time when you can only afford 5. So I think that, you know, you have to make those adjustments. But I've been sitting here, and I've been concerned. Yesterday I talked with Evelyn, and I asked about the – I'm putting on my auditor's hat now. And I asked the price of the hotel, and Evelyn gave me the impression this wasn't so expensive. But I keep hearing this, how much this is costing. So I'm a little concerned as to exactly what is the cost of this place. I don't understand.
It's $85 a room, but the food bill is $8,000. So they make their money on the food. On top of that, I looked at the cost of some of the tickets. Some people didn't make their tickets until, you know, the end of March. And I can't believe it. And these were already sitting board members, mm-hmm. not board members that might not know whether they were coming or not. So it's like, I don't know how many times we have to say it, but we pay through the nose for this stuff. And while the per night might not be that big a deal, $85, when you add on the cost of the food, the arrangements, all that,
right.
and the hidden costs of staff time taking, you know, making the arrangements,
right.
et cetera, et cetera.
But just one more thing, Nicole. Yeah. I keep hearing comparisons that there was another place.
There was. There was.
Why did we, because I keep hearing this, evidently sitting in
Everybody was on
call.
That phone call, right? Deb Shafto, fantastic woman, and related to George over here, had found a different hotel. And it was much cheaper. But y'all decided on, I think it was the PNB conference call, that
not
you didn't
me.
Want to stay.
No, we didn't. Anything about that. No.
Well, somebody did.
It was
on.
We didn't.
Wait a minute. It was on a conference call. Maybe it was coordinating committee or something. Don't you remember it was the thing
no.
about bed bugs?
No.
Wait a minute.
He wanted
sorry.
Bed bugs.
That was you that said the comment about bed bugs.
Who said the comment about bed bugs?
That was Sarv that said the comment about bed bugs. You remember
that?
We
heard where it was going
bug,
to be, though.
It had no implication.
And the other issue was like that we didn't know if they'd have the capacity for streaming and all this. So it got into, we tossed it to the board, and we said, look, not only have we found a caterer that would cater, a local caterer who happened to be, you know, part of the KPFT circle, who was going to do food, but we also had a cheaper hotel, and everybody opted for this, and then it really got quite out of my control. I mean, I even asked that on the announcement there be put, you know, please room together if you can, and then that didn't even get on the announcement, so whatever.
Okay, so I think that it's 5 after 6. It's 5 after, Mary. I'm not going to have any more comments right now, though.
Madam Chair, I just would like to see if I could. It's true that there's nobody to speak to the minority, and I think it would be good for people to hear that.
Mary, if
there
you
is
can
some,
say it in a minute, and I'll.
Okay,
call you
I'll
a
say
minute.
It in a minute.
Do it now.
All right. There is already the minority version, which is not in bold type. Says what is true, already the June meeting may be held in June or July. And that's, it isn't written on here, but that's what it should say, the June meeting, which already has had a special rule of order, a special rule of order that it can be in June or July. It has, in fact, been in July. It was in July last year. And the other thing is that by trying to do away with this way, it ensures that we can have the public appeal and have input. These are the sponsors that pay the money for this network. And if you have a teleconference to approve a budget, they can't even say a word. They have to pay whatever the board decides, and they will be silenced. Whereas we're only talking about this one year, canceling possibly this would be you could have the June, you know, you could have the June meeting maybe in June, July, August,
okay.
September. There will be no meeting in November, October. That has no meaning and no reason. People who said there have needs advance.
Thank you, Mary. That's a minute.
To plan, we have to plan in advance, and that makes good sense.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, Mary. George.
I'd like to introduce an amendment.
Oh, my God.
I think, resolve. There's some sense that
I'm
there's
sure
some approval
will.
Of what I have to say, and I think it'll move it forward. That we just strike from the motion the first part, which says the PMB adopts a special rule of order that for 2008 and strike, the June meeting may be held in June, July, August, or September, and leave in the September meeting may be held in September, October, or November. So it would accomplish what I wanted, which was to say new people could be meeting with the board in a reasonable amount of time and get to know people. If, in fact, it passes the LSB, in fact, gives us more time to get past LSBs, we can cancel the September meeting.
We can't cancel the September meeting. Yeah. Impossible.
I'm sorry, why is it impossible?
Because it's the budget meeting.
Why can't you do the budget on the phone?
You can't.
Well, one answer, George.
Well, in that case, I'll simply – I'm going to make the motion anyway.
Okay, let's – thank you.
And my suggestion is if you vote for it, it just means you want to keep the June meeting.
Okay, great.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Substitute motion.
Yes.
Motion is that we do not change the meeting schedule for this year.
Okay. So let's vote on the substitute motion first.
Got a second?
Oh, no, there's no second.
I'll second it.
George seconded it. Okay,
that
let's. George seconded Ambrose's motion. So we're going to have a vote on that right now. Ambrose's motion is. Ambrose.
That there be no change from the bylaws in terms of the meeting for this year.
Thank you, Ambrose. We're going to go to a vote on that. Mike?
If Yosha's motion fails, his goal is accomplished.
Oh,
so
right.
What's the point of the substitute motion? Because if Yosha's motion fails, then that's what we do.
All right. Thank you. All right. So we're going to vote on George's amendment.
George's amendment.
George,
no, it isn't.
No.
No, it isn't.
Okay.
George, one more time.
I have to vote on my substitute first.
No, if this motion fails.
If
Yosha's motion fails, that is your motion.
You win.
Madam Chair, did anybody second George's motion?
No.
I didn't hear a second.
Oh, nobody seconded George's motion.
Do I have a second for my motion?
Yeah. It's too late.
There's a second.
Let's end this.
Mary, I actually...
It's a point of information as to who seconded George. I have no notes
right.
here. Who seconded George's motion?
Carolyn Burton.
So, Madam Chair, is there a point... I understand there to be a point of order from Mike that Ambrose's motion is just a reverse of the motion on the table, so it would be out of order. Is that...
Yes.
So how are you ruling?
Yes, thank you very much. That's how I rule. It's out of order. So now we're going to vote on the amendment, George's amendment,
right.
which
no,
was
George,
seconded.
Second.
Second.
Yes.
Carolyn seconded.
It's too late. She seconded.
Oh, wait.
After my motion.
Yeah, let's just vote on George's amendment. All those in favor of George's amendment, which is, one more time, George?
Strike out, the June meeting may be held in June, July, August, or September, and leave in the rest.
Okay, and that the September meeting can be held in September, October, November. Okay, all those in favor of that amendment?
I see three yes votes.
Okay, all those opposed to that amendment?
I see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, no. Two
okay.
yes, 12, no.
Okay, so that amendment fails.
Okay, are there abstentions?
Are there abstentions?
I'm 5 abstentions and 2 abstentions.
All right. All right. So the next then is to go to the main motion, which is the motion presented by Yosh A. The PMB adopts a special rule of order that for the 2008, the June meeting may be held in June, July, August, or September, and the September meeting may be held in September, October, or November. How many people are in favor of that motion?
Motion A.
A. We're voting on motion A.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, 11, 12.
How many people are opposed?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. What is it? 6, 7, 8, 9. Okay, wait, yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, that was, you didn't have, yes, 9.
Okay.
Any abstention?
We're not counting abstentions.
We don't count.
Okay, so then that motion passes. Great.
We don't have to vote or second or anything.
What time do we reconvene?
We're going to adjourn for dinner and we reconvene. I want to reconvene at 7 in an hour, at 10 after 7.